The Stock Market Report with Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities.
18 to 5, another great day on the stock market. Kevin Johnson, good afternoon.
Yes, Oliver, indeed it was. We finished up 18 points at 6,168. So we had 5 days down in a row, and now we've got 2 days up in a row. So it's good to see. Widespread. I did notice today, in looking through the stocks that were up today, because we only like to talk about those, and just looking through the percentage movers, a big absence of resources. A lot of issues in China that people are wary of and watching at the moment. So all the action was on the industrial fund. In fact, the only resources stock I've got highlighted here that moved a bit today was Woodside, and that's reflecting the better oil prices we're seeing at the moment. They're up 42 cents to 33.90. But everywhere I look, it's industrial land today. So quite an interesting and a change from what we've seen in recent weeks. Some highlights include ANZ. Now, the banks were all up with the exception, I think, of ANZ. So their results are coming out in a couple of weeks' time, so expect to see a lot more spotlight head back towards the banks in the next few weeks. CSL had a good day. They're up $1.33 at Commonwealth Serum Laboratories, $147.83, if you don't mind. And I'm on the subject of these defensive biotech stocks, and Cochlear up $5.77 to $171. So goodness gracious me. So that's an end. ResMed, there's another one. They're no longer asleep. They're up 33 cents to $12.30. They're all a bit better as well. Sydney Airports took off. They didn't actually land. They're up $13 to $7.03. I've got to stop saying that.
No, ATL, I don't think you do. I think we all like it, Kevin.
Yeah, ATL are up 11 to $23.85. A2 Milk Company, well, they just keep going down. Up 23 cents to $8.40. Obviously getting preferred status over there in China as well, recognising the quality of the product. And if I look at the percentage movers for the day, it's almost like the big momentum trades underway amongst the small cap funds. It's names like Bellamy's, Updater, Pushpay Holdings, WiseTech, Cochlear. You know, all these, they're all super long, so they're just putting more money chasing the same thing. So they're all up sort of like 4-5% each today, which is good to see. QBE was a feature today. Rebounded again. Talk about volatility, and we did talk about volatility early in the week, where things can change dramatically. We saw that in the EV sector with the likes of Kidman and some of the lithium stocks. Well, QBE, though, you couldn't give them away at $10 yesterday, and now you're selling them at $11. So 10% move in a couple of days. They're up another 5.5% today at 56 cents up, that is, to $10.99. Different views from different brokers. Morningstar are cautious. Morgan Stanley, you're not so sure. Macquarie are quite bullish. So everyone's got a different view. $14 billion company they're entitled to. I did look at the PE ratio. I think it was reasonable. But as I said to you yesterday, the problem with insurance companies, every time something bad happens, they get affected. And every time I look in the news, there always seems to be something bad happening, whether it's a bushfire or a cyclone or a hurricane or whatever it might be. So I've learned to stay away from them over the last 10 or 20 years. And frankly, QBE is still around $10. That just confirms why I'm doing that. So Aussie dollar-wise, it's back above 80 at the moment.
Oh, no.
80.15. I know. So gold price up to $1,341. Had a nice move last night up about $8 or $9. So some of the gold shares did inch up. And if you're buying sterling, they're now $1.75. It's a bit more expensive in euros and nearly $1.54. So a steady day. Going to be a quiet day today. I've just been told by my office managers we can wear casual dress if we're not having any people in there. And I think that's going to be symptomatic across all of corporate Australia tomorrow.
Yeah.
Thinking, well, Australia Day is coming up Friday. It's almost going to be like nipping off early for Easter. It'll be nipping off early for Australia Day.
Yeah.
But either way, the market will be open. I think it'll be up, and let's hope it is.
Yeah, indeed. And we've got to be careful. Double demerits in force from midnight tonight. Good on you, Kevin.
Thank you, mate. Cheers.
There you go. Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities.